This is Juno Voices number 7, Marine Way and Seward Street.
There goes Raven. Yes. Look, flying up over town toward the mountains into that valley. That's where the Silver Bow Mine is, where gold was first mined by white prospectors.
Keep an eye on those rocky cliff faces. That's the area where the story takes place.
The way you get to the Silver Bow Mine is by walking up to Basin Road.
And Basin Road is exactly where I'm from.
This is Peter Metcalf.
It's the 1950s.
The 1950s.
I'm a boy growing up on Basin Road. I have 8 sisters and brothers. Like a lot of families in this neighborhood, my dad's a World War II veteran, and we're Catholic.
6 kids in that house.
7 in that one.
In that house over there is my friend.
Gary Rosenberger, that's me.
Together with all the other kids, we are
the Basin Road Gang. One of our favorite things is to explore the abandoned tunnels of all these mines.
1967.
I'm 15 years old. Gary bursts through our front door.
Hey, Peter. Jim found a new way into the mine. Want to go explore?
My mom says...
Peter! Where are you going?
We're going to explore the mines again.
Well, be safe.
This is just a short evening adventure with our friend Jim.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Let's go.
Down into the earth.
Water spraying out of cracks.
Deep vertical tunnels. I see a flashlight in the distance.
It's not a flashlight. It's a hole in the side of the tunnel.
That light is the sun. Now we're outside. We're on the face of a steep cliff.
Maybe it's better to climb back up from here. The top of the cliff is only 20 feet above us.
But when you're on a vertical cliff face, the top is always 20 feet above you. We keep climbing up. Rocks and boulders come loose. We can't see up, but we can see down. All the way down.
We stop trying to climb and we just wait, stuck on an outcropping.
Night falls.
No food, no sleep.
All night long.
All night long.
You guys, I'm scared. This could be the end.
This could be the end. A tiny search helicopter comes and drops rescue climbers on the cliff above us.
But they can't make it down to us. All they do is knock loose a bunch of rocks, falling like machine gun fire.
We spend another night trapped on the cliff.
We loop our belts together so we can catch each other if someone accidentally falls asleep.
And I see the most spectacular display of northern lights dancing in the sky. But I'll never know if they're real or just a hallucination.
The next morning,
a helicopter. The helicopter lowers a big wire basket hanging from a cable. A man in the helicopter holds up one finger. We grab the basket.
And Jim is the first one in.
We watch Jim fly across the ravine.
The chopper comes back. The rescuer holds up 2 fingers. We grab the basket.
And I climb in.
But when I try to follow, the basket slips off the ledge.
It hits a rock on the cliff wall.
And it flips upside down.
Gary is hanging by his hands above the void. All our family and friends are watching from across the ravine.
The basket flips again. I throw my leg up.
And I grab him and pull him right in. We're saved.
We're saved.
A few hours later,
I'm wolfing down food at my family's kitchen table.
Peter, I was thinking about punishing you for this, but if you haven't learned your lesson now, well, then I think you never will.
I don't think I ever did.
Hey, Peter. Want to go to check out another new mining tunnel?
Yeah.
Here goes Yesh on the move again. Have you ever seen a raven hop like this?
Looks like Yesh is telling us to walk toward Main Street, the big intersection with the traffic light. Our next sign is there. Sign number 8. We'll meet you there.